Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's a lot to unlock with Coleman. I went back and forth on him watching his tape. There were times I really liked him and other times I was uncertain. I wouldn't call him sudden in his movement. I wouldn't say he's a burner. You know, you'd probably say his play speed is above average, but he's not really a burst or second gear guy. He certainly has good hands. He can make those crowded environment catches. Again, that gets back to the big receivers. I think that his size and his overall traits profile would suggest that he's a boundary X type receiver. I finished my evaluation saying that my sense is there is more to unlock with Coleman, and there's no question there's a looseness within his body that's there to be developed.
It is a fascinating pick from that regard for the Bills. Keon Coleman, number 33 overall, first pick of the Bills in the 2024 NFL draft. That is Greg Cosell there on One Bills Live. I think that's kind of where a lot of people lie on Coleman, which is, with it a lot to like, but can it translate, right? I think that's where it really lies here. I put out a video this morning. I do these, less than 1 minute videos a lot now, and just kind of asking fans to reply with some questions that I might have for them. And the one I did today, Joe, was what's your favorite draft pick for the Bills and what's your least favorite? And I would say several people said favorite's Keon Coleman and several said least favorite's Keon Coleman. And I think that's where it lies, which is, yeah, there's a lot to say, like, man, I really like this kid. Like, there's a lot to like about him. And once you draft a player, he becomes yours. I think fans have more of an affinity. Even if you didn't like him, you warm up to him. And you hear all these great things about him. You see all the highlight reels. So that's natural. But there's certainly a segment of fans, whether it's here in Buffalo or media analysts or anyone, who go, I'm still not sure how this translates, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's why it's almost a little bit of both for me. And that it's my favorite pick because it was the receiver I've been waiting years for them to take. And it's also my least favorite because I still have severe questions about the player. And the more and more that I listen to and read about him, it makes me think that he will be more successful in the league as a slot player. And I just don't think that's, one, available to them. And I don't think that's what the Bills plan on him doing. The Treylon Burks comparisons are very evident in terms of the profile. And that was one where he's one where the Titans have maybe even admitted this, that they just used him wrong. The whole first year, they like, okay, big guy, athletic, let's throw him out there. Let's put him out there on the outside, go win some jump balls and, you know, get the ball in his hands. And then within like 2 years, it's, okay, no, this is a slot receiver. And I just don't want to see the Bills make the same mistake, unless it's not a mistake, right? That's what, I don't want to assume that he'll just be exactly the same. I just don't want it to go that way, where, okay, we spend a year trying to make him into something he's not, and then we have to readjust. But again, of course, I am definitely open to the possibility that he'll be able to do it, that he'll be able to go out there, play the role Davis did, be better at getting open than he was in college, and at least be a Gabe Davis replacement. I'm definitely open to that happening, despite the fact that I'm kind of afraid that it's not.
I mean, part of this is coaching. You got to develop him.
Right?
I mean, it's not like you just bring him in your 20-year-old, hey, go do your thing. I mean, he has to be coached. He has to be developed.
Yep.
And he has some natural skills and natural abilities that they can take advantage of. But that's on Adam Henry, and that's on Joe Brady, and that's on Sean McDermott, and that's on Brandon Bean, and everybody who surrounds him. And I do think the Bills, you know, for all the things we can say here and didn't get over the Chiefs and all these kind of, you know, failures they've had in the playoffs or whatever that people want to bring up, which is fine. I think the Bills do a good job of developing players. I do. I think the player development of this organization is as good as it's been in pretty much my lifetime, at least since maybe the 90s. And it's better than most teams around the league. Look around the league, compare it to, right? Like, the Bills are the second winningest organization over the last 5 years, and it's not just because of Josh Allen. Of course that matters. But if you take a look at some of the players that developed, there's always been that generally, like, that year two to year three jump with a lot of guys, right? And you look at the drafts. A lot of the drafts over, like, year, you know, 2018, 2019, people are still in the league. I think that whether that's with the Bills or not, it just goes to show you that, you know, they've drafted players who've developed into someone. So you have to have a plan to develop this kid as well. And you have to have faith in your coaching staff to develop him and how he's going to fit. Now, that's on Joe Brady, right? How is Joe Brady going to use him? Last night, I referenced the show MGM, BetMGM, that I was on with Trista Crick. And she said to me, basically, like, I think there's this thought that he's not going to play much and they're going to have to take time to develop him. And I kind of shot that down. She asked me and I said, no, Brandon Bean said he's going to play. Like, he's going to play. Now, that's great. But, Joe, there could be growing pains here. If he's going to play as much as Brandon Bean kind of indicated he's going to play, and maybe it's as much as Gabe Davis. I don't know. That's 95% of the snaps, right?
Yeah.
If he plays that much, he might be able to get a lot of targets and numbers, but there's probably going to be some growing pains as well going along with that.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yep. Well, because what's the alternative? If he doesn't play...
That's right.
I mean, this is why I did a... the fantasy draft season's already begun for the sickos out there. And I did one yesterday. First one yesterday on Underdog, and it was it's deep. It's like 20 something rounds. And with my very last pick, I just threw a flyer in Matt Collins. Let me throw that at the end, because if this doesn't work, if Coleman, or even if it works to a degree and there are growing pains, remember, he's been compared a little bit to Rashee Rice, and in not every way, but some ways. And Rice, if you look at his season, like, it took a bit. Like, he was doing some things early on, but he didn't really get going as one of their top guys until midway to the later portion of the year. So if Coleman has a similar trajectory where, all right, maybe at the start it's not like all 90% like you're saying, and there's a little bit of a slow play because this and this needs some cleaning up. Well, who benefits from that? Like, the other guy I would expect to be playing his spot is a guy that had 94 targets 2 years ago. And I don't necessarily want in any world Matt Collins to get 94 targets on this offense, but I think he's the insurance policy as I see it at the moment.
Joe, if I look at the Bills roster right now and look at their wide receivers, can you pull up, do you have their depth chart? I can give you the names.
I actually have it open.
Not even open. A depth chart. Yep. Okay, their roster. Okay. Where do you slot Quintez Cephas? I ask this because I do my chart all the time where I update the roster, right? I try to make it like a loose depth chart. It's not, I'm not beholden to it. I can move guys up and down. I actually struggle with, where do I put Quintez Cephas? Look at that chart. Here's what I had. Samuel, Coleman, Shakir, Hollins as your four.
Yep.
Then Shorter, Isabella, Shavers, Thompson, Hamler. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but where would you put Cephas in that group?
I would want to lump him in a tier that goes from, like, my tier after Hollins as the fourth guy would be Shorter, Hamler, and Cephas. Like, those would be my next three that I'm very curious about, like, what their role is going to be. I almost want to cheat a little bit because, like, Shorter, maybe just development and special teams, like, maybe there's a role for him no matter what, as a draft pick that didn't get to play. They may just want to get a look at that. So he's kind of his own thing. For me, otherwise, it's kind of Cephas versus Hamler. And in my preference, Isabella, like, I fell in love with him at camp last year because I liked what I saw from him at camp, and he had that speed, right? That elite speed that got him drafted in the second round. But he spent a year on the Bills, and he didn't really get asked to do that much, didn't get on the field a lot. When he did, he wasn't much of an impact in the limited snap. So I'm kind of over Isabella as an idea a little bit. My new guy that I'm most curious about is Hamler. I'd like to say I'd rank Hamler above Cephas because he's a player they don't have in the top four. Like, he's small. He's 5'9". And if you go back to his 40 at the combine a few years ago, he ran a 4.27. So he's got elite speed too. But the reason I want to cheat and not just automatically put him over Cephas is I don't know what he is right now. He had big injury problems in Denver. And I'd love to sit here and tell you, hey, elite speed, put him out there. But I don't know if he still has elite speed after the injuries he's had.
I think he also couldn't get on the field on the practice squad with the Colts.
There's that too.
Like, they They never did anything with him. Right, he was on the practice squad of the Colts last year.
He might just be shot. Like, I thought he was decent and even good in his first, you know, stint there with Denver after being a second round pick. But if you can't, the Colts didn't have a very deep receiving core. Like, if you couldn't earn a spot there, then I've got real questions about how much athleticism you have left.
I mean, who knew, right? We're talking about explosive playmakers, speed. Oh, they already had the guy. I didn't have to draft him. It's KJ Hamler. And I mean, who knows? I'm not kidding. Like, it could be. I mean, we don't know that. But that they grabbed the guy very early.
Yeah.
And they've referenced him, Joe. They have said, like, talking about the receivers, KJ Hamler. I'll tell you what I did, though. I put Cephas, I agree with you. I have Samuel, Coleman, Shakir, Hollins. Then I have Shorter. Then I put Cephas right after him. Then I have Isabella, Shavers, Thompson. I put KJ Hamler at the bottom for all the reasons you said, but for me, like, I don't know what this guy is right now. I'm just going to put him at the bottom, and who knows where he can rise up to.
Right. Hamler, by the way, I've got him confused with someone else. He did not have, like, major leg injuries. He had
a medical issue.
He had a medical issue. He did miss, yes, like, a whole season for Denver, half a year, with a torn yes, pectoral. Yes. But the reason that he got waived and his football career in Denver ended was because he had been diagnosed with pericarditis, which is like a heart, right, is like a heart thing. So, you know, maybe he can still run fast, but there, even if it's not injury, there still might be health questions.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Tuesday on the Extra Point Show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.